Dean, it was obviously quite a difficult experience all round. Tell me your overall view of the performance, first of all.
Yeah, long periods of the game, we were in control. I don't recall Robbo actually having to make a save. It's a couple of crosses I had to come and take, but other than that, we've lost the game. So that's a difficult one.
So, for the good things you've seen, can you sort of get in your mind from that as to why it hasn't amounted to a better result or more goals or whatever?
No, first off, especially, we got a lot of crosses into their box. Maybe we just need to be a bit more proactive than reactive. Quickly can pink my things. There's a few hack clearances on their behalf. There's opportunities to get shots off. We just didn't take them. And that's gone on to cost us in the end.
I did feel, and I wonder if you would agree or what your feeling is, there's a difference in the response to the two goals. The first goal you concede, there's a real clear response. And although it's in the second half when you score, we saw the response. After the second goal, that looked as though it hit the players a bit harder.
Yeah, as you said, it's even from the first goal, we conceded a bit. Look back at it, it's we've got a player in the wrong slot to combat where the kid scored from, and he's not taking on the information where he should be. And then the second one, as you said, it's difficult, but they kept going after the first one especially. We grew into the game and we pinned them in, and then second half, Devsey's got a great goal, and we're creating opportunities, and I think their second goal came against a run of play. But as I said, it's we need to look at ourselves.
There's obviously a few questions that people will go away from today. One would be, how are the forwards? We saw Ferrier come off very early on, and Andy Cook had to battle through what looked a fair bit of pain. He fought very gamely for you.
Yeah, Morgan felt his hamstring just tighten up, so it's we'll see how it settles down over the next few days. More of a precaution, hopefully we've caught it sooner than later. And yeah, Cook's had a little bit of a whack to his shoulder, and we've got a week now to hopefully let it settle down for next week.
But he battled through another, well, getting on for an hour after that.
And yeah, he
was pretty sore, wasn't he?
He had a little bit of an anaesthetic put in at half-time just to settle it down. Mm. But as you said, that's what he's about, Cookie. He's coming in, that's how he gets his goals, and he puts himself about.
Can you just say a little bit for us to outline exactly what's happened? Firstly, with Russell Martin, I know the club's put a statement out, but that seems a pretty straightforward case.
Yeah, you just said it's straightforward. It was just personal reasons, and we terminate the contract.
It seems a bit unfortunate, obviously, with great experience, but the distance was a thing.
Yeah, he just said it's just purely down to distance. Yeah. And he's got a young family, and he was starting to take his toll on him and his family. So, yeah, he was terminated. He requested it, so we terminated. And I understand his situation.
Indeed. What was the picture with Jack Fitzwater at the moment?
Yeah, he went back at the weekend. We were told he's going to be playing in the FA Cup. And then he was meant to be coming back to us, and as I said, that's changed. He's not our player, so it's up to West Brom whether they send him back or not, and we found out middle of the week that he weren't coming back.
It is up to them, of course. It's their prerogative. Have you had any clear indication either way? Because the impression was that they were expecting that he would come back, and you were expecting he would come back, and you were playing today and he isn't back.
No, as you said, it's we're under that impression, and as it stands, he's not our player, so they've decided not to send him back.
You will be keeping in pretty close touch, I'd imagine.
No, well, as it goes, we'll be looking elsewhere. We'll look to add, and as I said, we'll be looking to add a few more bodies this week.
So you'll be looking alternatively from Fitzwater?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't mind if he did come back, is that
no,
fair?
No, look, it's I'm led to believe that he was they're looking, trying to make him stay, so I'm looking around the first team squad training, and that for us, as I said, he's their player, that for us, we have to look elsewhere.
Okay, so I suppose time is again. I mean, you've got more games coming. You can't afford to hang about one way or the other.
No. As you said, we won't be hanging about.
Okay. How are the team feeling after that? Because it was a pretty bruising experience to lose another game, especially one in which you clearly feel you've done enough to get a much better result.
Yeah, as you said, it's we feel we've definitely done enough to get a minimum of a draw out of it. So we got the goal. We're on the front foot. We look a more capable team, but that's what's gone for about. They're organised, they're disciplined, and they stay in the game. And they've, I wouldn't say smash and grab, but to an extent, maybe they have. And as I said, I don't call our keeper actually making a save other than picking the ball out of the net twice.
Indeed. So if you forgive me this last thought, have the players got, regardless of whether they got the ability, they can show us the ability, have they got the mental ability to deal with this? Because it is hard.
Yeah, it is hard. I just said in there, we'll learn a lot about ourselves. This is the time that you have to stand up and be counted now. And as I said, we'll look to add a few bodies over the next next week, hopefully, and it gives us a fresh impetus around the place, and they can help the players go forward.